And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today, I want to talk about something very, very important, and that is why we have so much anxiety today, and why we're troubled. And perhaps I can shed some light upon it, and I can give you some clues as to how to find peace of mind. Okay? Welcome all of you who are listening in different parts of the country. Some of you are only getting 15 minutes, so listen in carefully for the URL where you can go to listen to the whole program, which is going to be 30 minutes. You're going to get half of it, okay? And you need to listen to the whole program. So let's get started because I have resources to help you. Now, why do we feel so anxious today? Well, there's two reasons. Number one, the world is not so good. Things are unstable, okay? Unstable. Authority has fallen. Okay. We look to authority, especially to father, teachers, to father, to a good grandpa, to our minister, to a nice businessman in the neighborhood. You see, we look to these people to validate. See, when we're kids, or to a good coach, okay? Not one that yells and screams or makes the game too important, but someone who's has a good heart, okay? We look to them to validate what we know is right in our heart. See, when you were a little child, you were actually closer to God when you were a little child. You were the closest to God then than you have ever been since, for most of you. The vast majority of you. When you were a little child, you kind of knew that there was God and Jesus. You didn't understand a lot of concepts and things, but you just knew in your heart that they existed. You knew there was good and evil. You knew there were good people and bad people, and you knew you liked good people. Okay, and you knew there were bad people, and you knew there were bad things, scary things. See, you knew there were scary things and bad, scary things. You knew about all of that. And so, see, you also knew that we're supposed to be kind and honest and fair and not cheat people and things like that. And you loved people that you saw, a good uncle, a good aunt, a good grandma, grandpa, somebody that was good. And we loved what was good about them, okay? We loved their kindness, their understanding, so on. Well, God gives us everything that we need from within, okay? We have a soul, and around the soul comes together a body. And as you go through life, you have different experiences and you learn different things. I mean, you learn language and learn a little bit of math and, things like that. And somehow you're able to collate them into useful knowledge. And then from within will come other things, will come understanding, will come realizations. Even as people like Einstein, for example, what he came to know came from within, see, through intuition. So you had everything you needed. All you needed was for people to validate on the goodness on the outside, okay? And they couldn't even do that, for the most part. They messed up. And today, authorities have sunk so low that they not only don't validate on the outside what little children know in their heart, but they actually contradict it.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to your principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. Yes, when all is well with the world and you feel safe and secure, okay? But now all is not well with the world, and but even if all is not well with the world, if you knew that love exists, if you knew that there was goodness, you knew that for sure, you saw goodness in someone, okay? And you saw that there was truth, okay? And that there was right, okay? If you saw that, then it would validate everything that you know in your heart. And then even if the world wasn't so good, you'd still be okay. See? For example, a little child can be watching TV, okay? Something decent on TV, and the little child is watching, and father is there with a little child, okay? And let's say it's an old Western or something, and there's good guys and bad guys, and then there's the bad guys, and they're doing bad things. See, but the little child is not scared of the bad guys because he knows, okay, that father is there. And father can point out and say, look, see, that's what happens to people. Those bad guys are going to jail now. That's what happens to bad people when they do bad things. Okay, or that's what happens to people when they do wrong. See, he validates on the outside what the little child knows in his heart, and it's not scary. Another example I always give is a little child wakes up during the night, and all of a sudden there's some scary shadows moving around outside the window and some scraping noises, and the little child is afraid, and he calls for daddy, or she calls for daddy, and daddy comes, and daddy says, oh, I see what it is. It's the branches scraping on the window. The wind is blowing. Come, let's go look. So he takes the little child's hand and they walk to the window, and daddy says, look, it's just branches. See the branches swaying in the wind, and see how they scrape on the window. Oh, okay, daddy. See? The little child feels secure because father is there. See? And father is good. Stands for good. And father has understanding and strength and courage and wisdom and long-suffering. Okay? Well, all right, so now you got the idea. So, if the world is not so good, but what is right and wrong, and what is good and not good is clearly seen, okay, clearly validated, if right and wrong and good, okay, is clearly validated on the outside, by especially the good father, then the child is feel secure, even if the world is not so good. But look today how people look at who has failed the most. You know, we always point the fingers at the coaches and the quarterbacks and authorities that have failed, okay, which have failed in some way. But look at fathers. See, father, when father fails the family, it's a big deal. See, father's supposed to be there like the captain of a ship, steady as the ticking of a grandfather clock in a thunderstorm. That's how father's supposed to be, steady, solid, okay, always there. standing for what's right, okay, protective, all the things you think of her father. But how about if father's not there? How about if father is gone? Okay, there's been a divorce, or what if there is no father? Okay, mom and dad are just, mom is shacking up with some guy, you know, that sort of thing. Well, okay, so now you see why we have anxiety. So the anxiety is, first of all, caused by the fact that the world is not so good, and secondarily, by the fact that we don't have someone that we can look to, see, to validate on the outside what we know in our heart, to reaffirm the order of things, to reaffirm goodness, to reaffirm truth, to reaffirm what's right, okay? So there's two reasons why we have anxiety. Now the third reason is that we are guilty of things we don't know what we're guilty of, okay? So we just feel anxiety. And the fourth reason, we haven't found our Creator. If you found Him, see, then you could feel safe in the bosom of God. That's a beautiful expression from the Bible. In Abraham's bosom, okay? You haven't found God. So of all the four, clearly you can see that the fourth one is the most important, because it'll take care of the other three. We'll continue with this very important topic after this announcement. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. We're talking about anxiety. And I was saying that there are causes of anxiety. The world is not so good. Okay, our leaders have failed us, especially Father. Okay, and then I said we're guilty of things that we don't even know what we're guilty of. So we feel it as anxiety. And the fourth is that we haven't found God. Finding God, it doesn't mean learning about God or hearing about God or studying religion or anything like that. It means really finding the presence of God, okay? The presence of God, which is what you need to find. So I could get right down to the bottom line here, and I could say that if your father failed you, okay, then don't resent him. See, that's very important. If father failed you, which all fathers have failed all kids. I know there's a few fathers who are so stalwart, so noble, so gracious, so honorable, so full of kindness and courage and dignity and honor, see, love. But most fathers are weak. Most fathers are women-centered. Instead of God as their God, they have the woman as their God. OK? Okay? And most men are a little bit sleazy, a little bit. That's why they're a little bit, what's the word to use? Awkward. Because they're not totally honorable. They're not totally gracious. See, a classic example is if an honorable man is there and then somebody tells an off-color joke, then he shouldn't laugh. He should just stand there and look at the other person, let the other person have egg on their face. But if he kind of laughs if he goes along with it gleefully, or if he laughs sheepishly, see, then that's not good. Okay? And you must have no vices. Okay? Not supposed to be gambling, drinking, taking drugs, smoking marijuana, wasting money. See, a man shouldn't waste a penny. See? He should have such common sense, and such wisdom, such honor. He wouldn't want to waste a penny on some foolishness, some foolish piece of jewelry, or some excessive, unnecessary item, you know, to eat or something. Wouldn't dream of wasting money. And he's committed to what's right, and he stands for something, okay? Well, so that's what a father's supposed to be. We all kind of know in our heart that's what a father's supposed to be. So if a father is halfway decent, if your father's halfway decent, he did say the right things, maybe didn't say them strongly enough, maybe he was too oriented toward women, toward your mom, and he hadn't found a bond with his creator himself, and he failed, he wasn't there for you, then don't hate him. See, you can still be okay. You can still find God if you don't resent your father or anyone. That just don't resent your father. If he had feet of clay, if he failed you, don't hate him, don't resent him. Okay, see how simple that is? See, it's basically like this: if you resent the father that you can see, then you cannot find the father that you cannot see. Okay, you have to forgive your earthly father, and forgiveness means not resenting him. Okay. So, like I was saying, so if your father failed you in some way, then just don't resent him. And you can still be okay. All right? Okay. So, then if you don't resent your father or anyone, then you become unblocked. You become unblocked so that you can receive God's love. See, if you hate your brother, see, if you hate your mother, your brother, someone down the street, if you hate anyone, resent anyone, secretly judge other people, that blocks you from finding God. So if you haven't found God, see, no wonder you feel anxious. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Okay, so what happens then is, you know, you look out at the world as a little child, and And if your father's not there for you in some way, or you are betrayed, betrayed by father, by other people, by other authorities, not to mention teased and fooled and tricked, and you know, you experience cruelty and all those types of things, see? So you begin to resent other people. That's the problem. You begin to resent people. And of course, so where do you retreat in your resentment of other people? Well, you retreat, first of all, you find other people like yourself that you cling to, like your group, a peer group, okay? And then you retreat into what? Into music, into texting, into videos, into fantasy, okay? Into the imagination. So you escape into the imagination. And you hide there, hide in thinking and hide in the imagination with the help of your videos and your music and your iPhones and everything else that you have, okay? So you can hide there, okay? But the more you hide, the more anxious you feel, because you see, we weren't meant to hide in our thinking, to hide in fantasy. We were meant to be in reality, okay? So by hiding, you begin to feel more anxious, you become more afraid of coming out. So then you try to compensate. So you escape more, you study, which is another way of hiding in thinking, hiding in fantasy, okay? So you study and go to school and keep going to school more and more, okay? And you go out in the world and things don't work out quite right, then you hide in your fantasy. You see how that works? But the problem with hiding in fantasy, okay, is that become more, less and less adept at living in reality. And then you, with the help of drugs and alcohol and marijuana, see, they come and comfort you. They comfort you in your illusions and your delusions. They comfort you in your resentment of other people, see. So they don't help you to grow. They don't have that quality, that upbraiding quality that helps you to step out and to move forward, see? So they comfort you and they keep you as you are, so you don't grow. So a lot of people don't grow. You know, when they were kids, they resented their dad. He wasn't there for them. Other kids, they resented. And then they hung out with the peer group, and then they took drugs and had sex and, you know, talked and texted to each other and listened to music and smoked marijuana. And see? Well, when you're not really living, when you're hiding, and you're not really yourself, but you're a product of that which has comforted you, and that, see, and of hiding, and of the forces on the outside that you reacted to that have shaped you. See, instead of becoming who you were meant to be, the Madame Curie, the Sojourner Truth, the Susan B. Anthony, Albert Einstein, see, the Mozart, the discoverer, the inventor, the explorer, instead you hid, see? Hid in imagination, hid in music, hid in school, hid in your peer group. So you feel guilty for that. See, where's your, because you never became yourself. Okay? So now you see why we have anxiety. Because we are, we've been hiding. We haven't become ourselves. We haven't become what the good Lord intended for us to be. See, we've compensated with knowledge or muscles or tattoos or, you know, acting tough or however we've compensated. We're guilty of a lot of resentment of other people, okay? A lot of resentment of other people. And we haven't found God. So all of those things can certainly make a person feel anxious. Okay, so you got the idea. Well, all right. So, Would you get the meditation that I have? I have a little meditation that helps you to come out of your thinking. Helps you to come out of your thinking and your fantasy back to reality where the birds are singing. Start to express yourself and move forward instead of hiding. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Pastor Roland. Today we've been talking about the root cause of anxiety and how you can overcome your anxiety with the help of a very special meditation and some insight. And so I would exhort you to please visit talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Have a free meditation there. It's called the Easy Meditation. It'll help you. And also you need to listen to the whole program, 30 minutes in the archives, so that you can gain the insights that I had today. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.